When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Yeah, you know, always got to be dad first, you know, and we've got a full schedule today, but I try to take him to school as much as I can, you know, so because you are gone so much on the campaign trail, but yeah, everything's good. Campaign's going well, and I appreciate you having me on this morning.
Absolutely, let's jump right into the deep end of the pool here. This news of yesterday is still a huge thing today, especially in light of Georgia, some legislation that you helped pass, anti-abortion legislation here, the backdrop, the big national conversation about what may or may not be a Supreme Court ruling on Roe versus Wade. How do you unpack all that as it relates specifically to Georgia and our anti-abortion legislation?
Well, I mean, I think, number one, it's sad that the information was leaked to the media, you know, because they're trying to, politicalize our Supreme Court, which is, you know, obviously the highest court in the land, should be unbiased and should not have their decisions leaked to the media to try to have it altered, you know, the final edit altered because of political pressure or whatever. But look, I mean, in Georgia, I co-sponsored the heartbeat bill a few years ago. I was proud to sign the heartbeat bill. I've been a pro-life for individual, being a being a father and a Christian, and I think. What happens when the final, ruling is done, that will depend on how states like Georgia move next, you know. But we had probably had the best legislation back in 2018, on that issue, and we'll have to see what the final decision is. But I think the tragedy in all this is that the ongoing discussion, obviously, amongst the Supreme Court was leaked to the media and tried to politicize it.
Senator Burt Jones with us. Another big national story that we'll watch here in Georgia, the results of yesterday. There were 22 Trump-backed candidates on ballots in the Midwest, Ohio and Indiana. All 22 of them won. You are the Trump-endorsed candidate, I gather, in this race for lieutenant governor. What do you do with that piece of information?
Well, it just validates what you've been seeing in other election cycles around the country. I do have the Trump endorsement. I'm proud to have the Trump endorsement, and I co-chaired his election in 2016 in Georgia as well as in 2020, and his endorsement has given me a significant bump in the polls. I think it's going to help me. It's going to help me as well as me going around and selling myself to the constituents here in the state. On May 24th, I'm leading polls. I've got a double-digit lead in every poll that has been taken, but maybe the exception of one. And look, I feel good about where we are right now, and planning on finishing the drill out and running through the finish line and with a victory on May 24th.
All right, a couple of minutes left here, 20 days away from primary election day. Senator Burt Jones, opposed by Senator Butch Miller and Jeannie Seaver down there in Savannah, this race to be lieutenant governor, to succeed Jeff Duncan, who's not running for another term as lieutenant governor. I've pointed out this before, I think. If I were to take your voting record in the Georgia Senate, take Senator Butch Miller's voting record, put them side by side, and black out the names, I don't know that I could tell whose voting record was whose. What separates the two of you?
Well, there are some specific issues. I've got a better record on tax issues. I've consistently voted against tax increases, and he has. And I would tell you that I've been a leader from the time I was at the University of Georgia, and I was team captain of Coach Martin Rick's team, to the time I've been in business, creating jobs here in Middle Georgia, and then my time in the legislature. I think leadership matters. Leadership that is consistent in their voting record and actually does what they say they're going to do, just doesn't tell the person who's in front of them what they want to hear, I think matters. And I think voters will see that, who's actually genuine about the topics and who's just interested in staying in a position of power. I'm the person who always got Georgia constituents have them first on my mind, and I've always defended my constituency at state capitol, and I think I've represented them pretty well.
All right, again, State Senator Burt Jones, candidate for lieutenant governor of the election, 20 days away in the early voting that began on Monday, continuing today. Finally and quickly, you mentioned the third candidate in that race. That's Jeannie Seaver from down there in Savannah. Obviously, the math means that there is the possibility of a runoff. How quickly you keeping any kind of powder dry in anticipation of that, or do you think this thing ends in 20 days?
Based on the numbers that we're seeing right now, we've got a double-digit lead. We're going to keep working hard. We feel like we'll finish it out and win outright on the 24th. That's what we're planning on doing, and that's what our goal is. And I think that's at this rate, that's we're on track to do just that. Early voting has been outstanding, and I think that I want to encourage everyone who's listening to go ahead and go vote. Go ahead and go vote early. But we feel good about being able to finish this, becoming the nominee after the 24th.
All right, Senator Burt Jones, best of luck out there. Get those kids to school. We'll talk again soon. Thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, appreciate it now.